Hey guys, real quick. I've been working on my social media game, specifically my Instagram. It's where I post most of my personal stuff in bite-sized business zingas. So if we aren't connected, let's go and let's get connected over there. And if we are, amazing. Well, let's get back to the show. It started because this was actually my goal, was to build a $1 million business. And the first time I ever said it out loud was December of 2020. And it was on a walk with my wife, Katie.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And we were actually 6 weeks in to this cleaning business. And that's when I had first realized that, man, this business could do it. Like, I saw the path. I saw the vision. I caught the vision. We could do this. And I was optimistic and I was very, very naive. I actually undervalued the skill of cleaning in itself. And so coming into this business with zero cleaning experience, our very first couple months were filled with having to comp cleans, with having to do tons of correction cleans. We were figuring it out as we went. The market told us, right? Our best was not good enough. And while we were trying our best, we realized that just wasn't enough. And so in order for us to get better, we had to do what was required. And what was required for us was to simply learn how to clean and create standards and do it in a way that satisfied the market, and in this case, our clients. And so we were able to do that. And for the first, and it took us a little bit of time to get momentum going, but after 4 months, we finally broke that first $10,000 a month in revenue. So excited. We had a tailwind behind us, and we started hiring more cleaning techs. We're like, let's put the gas pedal down. And it was about 7 months into the business that we had employed 6 cleaning techs, and we had surpassed $20,000 a month in revenue. And we were really cooking. I was like, okay, we got this thing humming and hawing, like smooth sailing all the way to $83,000 a month. And then one day, the momentum just stopped because we had 4 of our 6 cleaners just quit. And we really felt blindsided. I was very frustrated and felt really defeated, and definitely was justifying why, maybe this business wasn't for us, right? Maybe we could do something else. But we made the difficult decision, and we made the difficult decision of honestly swallowing our pride and saying, hey, this is our fault, not their fault. And instead of blaming those 4 cleaners for quitting, we said, what did we do? What part did we have in this whole process? And when we looked internally instead of externally, we actually found really quickly that it was apparent what we did wrong. And so in that instance, we decided that, hey, now we know what the problem is. Let's go ahead and let's rebuild. And so we found the lesson, and we did what any great entrepreneur does, is we just got back to work. And so I wish I could tell you the journey from 20,000 to 30,000 was fast and was right back on track, but it took us an additional 12 months to get to that next hurdle from going from $20,000 to $30,000 a month. But this time we rebuilt it with a solid foundation. We built it slower, and we did it with a team that we hired intentionally based on our core values. And what we realized was our core values were consistency. Our core values were communication. Our core values were service first. Our core values were being flexible and having integrity and being accountable and being growth oriented. And when we did that, we were able to put the right butts in the right seats. And everything was working, right? According to the business intelligence sheet, like, we were actually finally growing. Like, how, this is freaking amazing. And that business intelligence sheet, it captured all the KPIs from each department, from marketing to sales to recruiting to our current cleaners. And it told the story of the business. And she could have explained like what we needed to do to grow. And I was like, this is what we need to do, guys. Like, it's really simple. But why was I the only one who could actually see this? I was getting frustrated because I was like, guys, it's right there. The proof is in the numbers. And the problem was that the team never saw the sheet. Only I saw the sheet. And so how are they supposed to know? And so this actually led to the implementation of a weekly meeting where I shared the numbers of the business with the team. And so we ended up coining this the vision meeting. And after doing that vision meeting for just 6 months, and the team got clarity on exactly what they needed to do in order to grow the business, and they got They got clear direction on what their path was and what their role was. We were able to double our business, over double the business. And we went from $30,000 a month, over $70,000 a month in 6 months. And so with that 83,000 a month goal in reach, the strategy was really simple. More boring work. Now you're like, what is boring work, right? And in football, people love fancy trick plays. They love the reverses. They love the flea flickers. But what actually wins games is better blocking and better tackling, AKA the boring work. And so that's what we needed to continue to do in our cleaning business was get better at blocking, get better at tackling. And so when I decided to share this journey, it was for multiple reasons. The first reason, number one, was that it would improve my business. So the more I teach about something, the more I learn about it. And so sharing this journey along the way has forced me to be really vulnerable and to literally highlight my blind spots, highlight my weaknesses, and really just kind of put it all out there for everyone to see. But it also has created accountability. And over the last 10 years, I thought I was really passionate about helping people lose weight. It's the reason why I started a fitness business. But through doing this journey, what I've really realized is that I'm just really passionate about personal growth. I'm really passionate about business because I believe business is the greatest personal development tool on the planet. And so the question I have for you guys is, are you guys actually ready for this full business, this personal growth in a box? You guys ready for this?